Now, with your GoDaddy.com domain registration, as a listener of The Chris Perillo Show, enter code CHRIS1 and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.
Your computer screen. Chances are, if you're like 90% of the rest of the galaxy, it's got some logos sitting on it. And those are probably Windows logos. One of the people, if not the person who's guiding the direction of the next version of the operating system is Jim Alchin, and we are very lucky enough to snag at least 3 minutes of his time. Hopefully we can stretch it to 5, maybe 10. I know an hour is going to be out of the question. So we thought we'd ask him a few questions about what was happening with Windows Vista, especially today here at WinHack. They released Beta 2, and so we're going to start taking a look at that product. And I was curious, Jim. First of all, thank you for taking this time. But I'm curious, with Beta 2, what changes can we expect between this build and the final build of Windows Vista?
Better app compatibility, better performance, better driver coverage, fit and finish in terms of the usability, hopefully a few less elevation prompts as we continue to work through the system. So it's just fit and finish from here on out. There are a set of things we've already gotten feedback from either 5308, which is the beta CDP, that we've put in beta 2 or that are coming in RC1. So we've learned from the CDP. So we've already seen some of those changes, but there'll be another set coming for just ease of use.
In terms of the way we're headed with Windows Vista, what kind of power user do you consider yourself, if you consider yourself a power user at all?
Well, I try to actually wear multiple hats. I use my mom as the ultimate user of a machine for the general population, and she's in her mid-80s, and she does a lot of things in computers, so she's one of the people that asked me, well, why do I have to go to start in order to shut down the computer? And if you'll notice, we did get rid of the start words. It's just those sort of things. Me, I'm obviously a power user, and you know the command prompt is just as natural to me as anything else. So I try to wear different hats and pretend like I'm different people. And I also try to go either to corporations and see how a typical desktop user is using it or the friends and family and just see how they're using it.
Of the feedback you provide to the teams, what does it generally seem to focus on? I mean, are you more passionate in one area of Windows than another?
I think that I'm very concerned in Windows Vista that we make a huge step forward in safety and security. So I've spent a lot of personal time looking at every aspect of what we're doing there. If there's a vulnerability, for example, that shows up on XP, and the first question everybody knows I'm going to ask, is that in Vista? If not, you know, what was the mitigation that we used? If it is in Vista, then we have to have a deeper review. How can we set up a process to ensure that that whole class of vulnerabilities can exist? So that's one thing. The other thing is just going through the scenarios, seeing if the system actually operates as you would expect. So I go and spend literally days in the usability lab. In the usability labs, they actually are able to record everything that's on the screen, all my interactions, as well as cameras on my face, and they can watch any things if it's plugging in devices or whatever. And those things are then distilled down to where we can have video clips of specific examples that we go and give the teams and say, okay, this was pretty confusing. It just like doesn't work or isn't obvious. And so I'm sort of all over the map in terms of that sort of stuff.
Not sure if you can answer this question, but it's a curiosity. Are you planning on, and you in the general sense, Microsoft or Microsoft Windows, planning on issuing service packs beyond just security updates? So let's say a UI service pack or an application service pack, so on and so forth.
Well, one of the things that's pretty obvious is that this was a long spell between us shipping. SP2, Windows XP SP2, was clearly, in my opinion, a significant release, but we didn't call it that. But other than that, it's been a long time. What I would envision in the future is more frequent minor updates, like we did with Media Center, because we came out with three of those, and Tablet. Just imagine those coming out on a very regular basis, say, like on a yearly basis. Not some huge platform advance, but in terms of just the type of usability improvements and new features that you might expect. And then, say, every 3 years, a major update. Service packs will continue to be what they've always been, which is it's not just security, it's reliability improvements. It might be application compatibility. As you probably know, we have these app compat shims that we've been able to provide, and we'll continue doing things like that.
So with your crazy schedule, have you had a chance to play the Xbox 360 yet?
This is a little embarrassing. I'm not a gamer. I bought some Xboxes, and I gave them away to charities when people couldn't get them originally. But no, I'm not a game player. Sorry.
But that's okay. We don't necessarily need you to be a game player. We need you to be a team player. And it looks like that's what you're doing. Well, you're running the ship. I mean, isn't that fair to say? You're pretty much the captain of Windows here. Is that a good title?
Maybe in one way, but there are a lot of people that are contributing in very deep ways. This isn't something that's done by one person or even a few set of people. There, I don't know what the exact number is, and we don't really track it, but it's thousands and thousands of engineers that are contributing to make the thing come to life.
Now, is there one feature that you had to have in Windows Vista? You're like, I gotta have it. Was there one feature that's in there or that's coming?
Well, there are actually a few that we pushed very hard. As you probably remember, we showed Sidebar in the original PDC 2003, wasn't it? 2003. And that was one that went away. People thought it went away, but I didn't let it go away. So I wasn't going to let it go, die. So, I'm very happy to see that. And you'll see, I think, some amazing gadgets that people will be able to create using it. And the interconnection of it with Windows Live gadgets, it'll be very, very cool. And I think the gadgets will also be important for business, not just consumer things, because you could tie it into Siebel or to SAP. You might be able to tie it into some going on in your manufacturing floor, so you're able to, the corner of your eye, be able to see what's going on. So I really like that. There's some stuff in security that I'm very, very happy with.
And you're an Urge subscriber now, I'm sure, once they release the beta of that, huh?
Hopefully you're playing with it as well.
I would not be a geek unless I were, and I think you're giving the competition some stiff competition, and it's about time.
It is about time. I take it that you saw the device that Bill held up this morning. That is going to, also give competition. It's very cool in a bunch of different ways, especially the way you select things. So I think there's a whole bunch of very cool devices. The hardware integration is another thing that I've pushed on. We've got some other things up our sleeves that we haven't come out with yet, but I think you saw the movement in terms of touch this morning in one of the demonstrations. Just imagine that on your kitchen counter, where you can just grab the stuff and move it around and do selections for your calendar or whatever. I think that's very, very cool.
Would you recommend then, as an enthusiast, as a power user, is it okay, or do you think it's safe enough for me to start using Beta 2 on my production machine, my regular machine? Depends on how daring I am.
Because it's a beta, I can't recommend anybody put it on a production machine. So now with that said, the disclaimer here, it's the only thing I'm using.
Really?
It's the only thing I've been using for a long time. Really? My son's using it. I'm using it. I've got it on just kajillion machines.
Do you like walk into Best Buy, install it, and then leave or something like that?
No, I don't do that one yet. Don't do that yet. Of course, it's my job to be able to play with this stuff. And, if it dies, I have, people who will come and fix it. But I think you'll have to decide for yourself. I would never recommend anybody put it on, of course, on a production machine.
But that's just the fun part. I don't know. I'm just daring that way. Well, Jim, I know you've so busy, much busier than we are, certainly, and we appreciate the time that you've taken and the direction that you're taking the next operating system from Microsoft.
Thank you very much. Good luck to you.
No, I think you need more luck than I do.
Now, with your GoDaddy.com domain registration, as a listener of The Chris Perillo Show, enter code CHRIS1 and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.